Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ben joining us on the buyersafety.com hotline.
Oh, a phone is ringing. I know when
that hotline bleeds. Is the athletic director of the University of Texas, formerly of TCU, and already doing great things down there in Austin. It's the great Chris Del Conte. How you doing today, Chris?
Hi, fellas. Long time no talk.
Yeah, man, we're really excited to have you on. And I would imagine the mood down there in Austin has changed quite a bit. We had a disappointing start to the football season, and since then it has been absolutely on like gangbusters. You guys have now crawled into the top 10. What has the last month for you been like with the way this college football season's gone down?
Oh, it's that's the beauty of college football, right? Because you look at it, every game counts, and Tom and his staff have done an amazing job. This last run has been fun, but you know what? As this weekend goes, we're 1-0. We got to get ready for Baylor this weekend, but it's been exciting.
You know, your name comes up a ton. Both of my brothers went to undergrad and grad school at Texas, and so I've cried at 4 Longhorn graduation ceremonies, but I couldn't get in with I'm a C student, Chris. So we can deal with that later. It's an amazing school, and they've been going there for a long time and going to games for a long time. They tell me they've never, ever seen the environment as electric as it is as since you've gotten there. And I was like, oh, okay, so Herman's turned the program around. They're like, no, Herman's done great. But I'm talking about what Chris Del Conte has done in turning around the scene in Austin. So let's just start there. What is it that you've done? What is in the secret sauce magical recipe? What have you been doing up there in Austin?
Well, I think the biggest thing is creating
Yeah, we got you. Yeah.
Yep, I think the biggest thing right now is that we realize that a home football game is a celebration of the University of Texas. And that's the mindset that we took. We are going to have – we're asking 100,000 people to come to the University of Texas 6-7 times a year to celebrate their university and celebrate their time here. And the football game is part of that, the pomp and circumstance of that. So we just took a different approach to how we're going to go about celebrating our university, no different than the idea that you're going to Disneyland. You know, when you take your kids, the kids get super excited when they get the ticket. So that purchase begins right when you purchase a ticket. How does that ticket look? What was their experience when they bought that ticket, when they traveled to the game, and all the things that happen around the stadium? How was that experience part of their overall enjoyment? And same when you go to Disney, right? You buy that ticket, you get to L.A., you get to the hotel, you get to the park. They have all these things around the park, and then you're waiting to ride for 3 hours to get on the Matterhorn, right?
Yeah.
Same kind of concept. The game is part of it, but we're creating everything around that at the same time, reducing our concession prices, reduce the amount of ads you have on the scoreboard, create more of a college collegiate experience, get back to the band and all the pomp and circumstance and make University of Texas great. And then take your entire area around the stadium and have concerts and have things that are germane to Austin food, you know, different food truck options for kids, and really create an atmosphere that is truly special. And I'm glad that we were able to put that forth, and it's been exciting to see it come to fruition.
You know, Chris, this is interesting to me to hear you talk, and you're listed as the athletic director and the vice president. And one of the things that's interesting to me is that the UT job is unlike other jobs. You guys have a network. You know, obviously there's a lot to consider on the business side. How would you say the UT job is different from most athletic director positions?
Well, you know, it's interesting to me, and someone asked the same question the other day, how was the difference between here and another places I've worked? And I start to laugh, and I think about a movie. Remember Hoosiers?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Remember those kids from Hickory? They're rolling along, and all of a sudden they get to that big arena right before the state championship, and they walk in. They just see the scope and the size of it. And the coach realizes, boy, they're overwhelmed. And he goes, hey, Holly, get on his shoulders. And he gets on his shoulder and goes, guys, it's still a 10-foot rim. It's still a 90-foot court. It's just a bigger stage. And you don't realize the gravitas and the size of the stage of Texas until you're here. I knew about it from afar. But when you're here in the complexity of having 600,000 living alumni, you have a state capitol just right down the road. You have, it is the university of, and it is the eyes of Texas are upon you every single moment. And that's what's been interesting about the job and different than other places where I could just be the athletic director. This is a completely different beast, if you will, than other places. It's phenomenal, but it's not just being in charge of laundry anymore.
Well, we are talking to Chris Del Conte, the vice president and athletics director at the University of Texas in Austin, and is being applauded for just doing a tremendous job down there. So this is a big deal for us. We're very excited about this. Now, my brother was telling me, he said, Del Conte says that when the stars align at Texas, there will be a quote-unquote reckoning. So when the stars align at Texas, there will be a reckoning, and that's got everybody jazzed up. But I'd love to get you explained a little bit further about what you mean by that.
Well, I think that the challenge, right, and I was in reference to when I was at TCU. You had a board of trustees, you had a chancellor, you had a football staff, you had a university with 50,000 living alumni all rowing the boat in the same direction. And when that boat in the row was in the same direction, they created a hell of a tsunami. And you can see what happened at Texas Christian University when everyone was aligned in the right path. At the University of Texas with 600,000 living alumni, right? And everyone having a different an opinion on things. And Daryl Royal used to say every time, once the BBs are out of the box, it's hard to put them back in. It's impossible. And I look at it a different way. Once the BBs are out of the box, we need every single person to help put them back in. And when you do, it's a reckoning, because now you have a force of 600,000 people, the state of Texas, and all the grandeur that it is, rowing the boat in the same direction. Boy, I tell you, it's not a tsunami. It becomes a reckoning, because the force of the state and the force of the institution is too much and overwhelming for anyone to hold back the tide. That's my firm belief, and that's the challenge of the job, is getting everyone to help put back in the BBs into the box.
Yeah, you know, this is just reminds me. We had Mac Brown on last week, and he was giving us some great Daryl Royal gems. There's so many good ones, so many great phrases that stay with you, and that ties it back into how was your first Texas OU experience, you know, up here in Dallas as the athletic director?
I'll tell you, it was the wildest thing ever, because I had never been when I was in Fort Worth. I never went to the state fair the 10 years I lived there.
Oh, wow.
I had games, so never been to the state fair, and so you combine that with never being in the state fair and then going to this game. I mean, it is the craziest thing I've ever seen. Spectacular. You have 200,000 people in the fairgrounds. You have 100,000 people in the stadium. They're going in and out. You score a touchdown, you hear the crowd go crazy, and you wait for 4 or 5 seconds later, and the outside goes crazy. Everything about it is just what an awesome atmosphere. I mean, I was blown away completely, and to see how the stadium split 50-50, the opposing team giving you the business at all times, it is pretty. It's pretty, pretty special place.
Are you surprised at all about how quickly you've been able to get all the BBs put back in the box?
Oh, we're not there yet.
Really? You're not?
No. What we're there is we're just putting them back in one by one. We're asking people going around the state, talking about the University of Texas, what it means, and we have a long ways to go. But I do like our start, and I like the passion of our staff. I like the passion of our fan base and where we're headed. And athletics and football is they're the economic engine, but they're the driver. If you have football drives the economics, and all of our other sports accentuate our brand. And I look at that and say, you know, our goal is to have every one of our teams that we participate in sports in Texas finish in the top 10 in the country. If they're in the top 10 in the country, that means you have a chance to play for a national championship. That's our goal. So that's where we're working towards. Number two is we have facilities that they're old, they're outdated, right? We're in the process of building, spending $185 million on a brand new football building that's going to start construction next summer. We have baseball project, a swimming project, a tennis project, golf, softball, and track and field that are all happening right now. And those are fantastic projects. And, you know, each of those projects will be roughly $10 million each. When you start to think of that investment, that's where we're starting from. When the BBs we put back in the box completely is when everyone is rowing the boat in the same direction, one heartbeat, one voice, one soul, one mind, all on UT. We're in great shape.
Man, you're one of those guys who I hear you speak, and I'm ready to go run through a brick wall for you, man. You've just got that gift, and we really appreciate you taking the time. We've heard amazing things about what you're doing, and it's no doubt now that we've had the chance to visit with you and hear kind of your vision, it's clear that you're on your way, man. A lot of those BBs are already back in the box. And, hey, to that end, now that we got this great hookup with the VP of UT and the athletic director, we want to get Coach Herman on the show at some point. I know he's busy, especially now. I know he's getting a ton of text messages, but it can even be this offseason. But at some point, we'd love to have Coach Herman on the show too.
Well, I think we can make that happen. But, boys, you got to come on down. You can't be hanging out there in North Texas. Make a little visit down here, right?
Well, you don't have to twist my arm, man.
You know, twist my arm.
I flunked out of that school twice, Chris. It's a really special place to me.
Hey.
That's solid badge of honor, boys. I love that.
Hey, Chris, we're going to come down. We're going to give you a heads up before we get there. And congratulations on all your success. And hook 'em, brother.
Appreciate you. Hook 'em.
All right. Oh, there he goes. Chris Del Conte.
Awesome. That happened on Twitter, right? How was your corn dog last week, Chris?
Chris? I don't think he heard you. I think he
CDC.
Heard you. So we were talking about my brothers kept saying, Chris Del Conte is who you got to get. Chris Del Conte is who you got to get. You got to get him on the show. And so we just were talking about Texas, and I mentioned, hey, man, if anybody out there has a connection to him, please reach out to him. We want to get him on because we love Coach Herman on too, and yada, yada, yada. And then one of our listeners tweeted us and tweeted KT and – or no, I'm sorry, tweeted Chris. So thank you to the Tolo.
Yeah.
One of our listeners tweeted Chris Del Conte on Twitter – and he said, that sounds great. I'd love to be on their show.
That's
so
awesome.
Kate, and he said, here's who you need to contact. And KT was contacting him the next day.
Well,
so
we'll get Tom Herman next. That's awesome, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.